From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. More than 300 people are dead in a stampede at a water festival in Cambodia. The Prime Minister says hundreds more are injured. Thousands of people had gathered for the three-day river festival in Phnom Penh. One bystander said several people passed out in the crowd, causing panic that started the stampede. And then as the panic grew, the crowd tried to flee over a bridge. Many fell into the water. A jury has found a Salvadorian immigrant guilty of murdering Capitol Hill intern Chandra Levy in 2001. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports, Levy's disappearance made national headlines after she was romantically linked to then-Congressman Gary Condit.
Condit was once a suspect in the case, but last year prosecutors charged Ingmar Gwandike with the murder, alleging he attempted to rob Levy as she jogged in a park. The jury has convicted him on two counts of first-degree murder, despite no DNA evidence and no eyewitness. Two women testified that they were attacked by Gwandike around the same time, and a former cellmate said Gwandike had confessed to the killing. Defense attorneys contend the investigation was mishandled and their client is a scapegoat. Gwandike could face 30 years to life in prison. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Less than a day after agreeing to accept a massive bailout, Ireland's government is in disarray. NPR's Philip Reeves says this is complicating the task of hammering out details of the rescue plan with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund.
Ireland's financial crisis is spawning a political hiatus. Its coalition government has a majority of just three. That now seems to be melting away. The Irish are furious with the way their government's handled the crisis that's forced their small nation to go cap in hand to the European Union and the IMF for a Greek-style bailout. The government's junior coalition partners, the Greens, said today they wanted an election in January after the bailout package is in place. Several independent parliamentarians who supported the coalition are also wavering. This is a bad time for political instability. European officials are trying to persuade the markets that the rescue plan for Ireland will work so as to stop the crisis spreading to several other Eurozone countries. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
Flight attendants should be allowed to skip the invasive security scans at airports, just as pilots can. Delta Airlines CEO Richard Anderson has asked the TSA to let flight attendants follow the same procedure as pilots, who are allowed to skip those scans and pat-downs if they are in uniform and they show two forms of ID that will be checked against a flight list. Meanwhile, White House officials say the government will take into account the public's complaints and concerns over those new security scans. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says the government is desperately trying to balance security while minimizing invasiveness. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 52 points at 11,151. The NASDAQ is up 6 at 25,24. And the S&P 500 is down 4 right now at 11,95. This is NPR News. The U.S. drone attacks continued in Pakistan's tribal belt today, with reports that two missiles fired on a car and a motorcycle killed five people. The drone program evokes heated debate in Pakistan over its sovereignty. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad, it's the fourth such attack this past week.
Officials speaking on condition of anonymity said Monday's attack occurred in the Kushali area of North Waziristan, believed to be a hotbed of Taliban activity in Pakistan's tribal region. The U.S. refuses to acknowledge the drone strikes publicly, but privately, officials have said that the missile attacks have killed several senior Taliban and al-Qaeda militants over the years. The Obama administration has drastically accelerated the CIA-run program, with more than 100 such missile attacks taking place this year, half of them in the past 2.5 months. The U.S. has sought to expand the territory in which the drones can operate, but Pakistan has said no. It has, however, reportedly allowed expansion of CIA operations in and around the Pakistani city of Quetta, where the U.S. believes the Afghan Taliban leadership convenes. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
As part of a broader insider trading probe, the FBI raided two hedge funds, the Level Global Investors of Greenwich, Connecticut, and the Diamondback Capital Management of Stamford, Connecticut. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the FBI and other agencies are investigating insider trading by hedge funds and investment bankers. Another major car brand is facing a possible probe by federal regulators over unintended acceleration. This time it's the Honda Accord Hybrid. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says a woman claimed a 2005 Accord Hybrid accelerated on its own, leading to a fatal accident. 25,000 cars might be affected. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support.